Tuned in to WMFO in Medford, Tufts Freeform, non-commercial, community, and even sometimes educational radio. If 2020 was like 1968, will 2021 be like 1969? I can't say for sure, but what I can tell you is that there was a lot of great music on the radio and on vinyl records. In this episode, we're enjoying some of the biggest musical hits of 1969 and hearing about some of the historical events that occurred then. We began that last set with the Isley Brothers and It's Your Thing, followed by Marvin Gaye and I Heard It Through the Grapevine, and then The Who with a big hit from their rock opera Tommy. That was Pinball Wizard. Next up was the Guess Who with These Eyes, and then the super group Blind Faith with their hit Can't Find My Way Home. Blind Faith consisted of Steve Winwood, Eric Clapton, Ginger Baker, and Rick Gretsch. People were very excited about them as the continuation of Eric Clapton and Ginger Baker's former group Queen and Steve Winwood's former group Traffic. And they sure produced a classic album with a controversial front cover, but they split up after that one album and tour. And then we finish things up with another selection from our featured album, Led Zeppelin I, You Shook Me, a blues song originally written by Willie Dixon and J.B. Lenoir and played by Muddy Waters. My ambiance right now is Jimmy Page playing an instrumental track. This is Black Mountainside on, of course, our featured album, Led Zeppelin I. My 2020 holiday cards also included two quotes dressed up as being from fortune cookies. The first was by Lennon. There are decades where nothing happens, and there are weeks where decades happen. And then the other was by Dr. Seuss. Sometimes you never know the value of a moment until it becomes a memory. The front cover of my cards also had a photo I took of some brightly colored autumn leaves and cracked frozen ice. I was walking through Russell Park in Cambridge on Halloween after that October snowstorm. And there was real beauty in the fallen leaves, ice, mud, and pavement. And then my cards also had several kinds of colored glitter, which gets absolutely all over my house during the creation process. But I actually love that, seeing the sparkles everywhere. Well, mostly on the floor. They just get picked up on my socks and tracked everywhere. In the next set, we're going to be hearing about Nixon's Vice President Spiro Agnew and how he attacked the media for supposedly treating those politicians in power unfairly. We're also going to be hearing top charting Billboard hits from Creedence Clearwater Revival and Three Dog Night. Speculation about what living in the year 2525 would be like. We're going to get dizzy with Tommy Rowe and then Dazed and Confused with Led Zeppelin. We're also going to be hearing a somewhat unusual public service health message from 1969. And we're going to start right now with this hit from the Zombies.
It's the time of the season when love runs high. In this time, give it to me easy and let me try with pleasured hands
to take you in this time to
promised lands,
to show you everyone. It's the time of the season for love me.
What's your name?
What's your name?
Who's your daddy?
Who's your daddy?
Be rich.
Is he rich like me? Has he taken
any time
to show
you what you need to live?
Tell it to me slowly.
Tell you why
I really want to know. It's the time of the season for love.
What's your name?
What's your name?
Who's your daddy?
Who's your daddy?
He rich.
Is he rich like me? Has he taken?
Has he taken
any time?
Any time to show?
To show you what you need to live.
Tell it to me slowly.
Tell you why
I really want to know. It's the time of the season for love.
The joke at first was, Spiro who? Well, in 1969, they knew.
It appears that by slaughtering a sacred cow, I triggered a holy war. I have no regret. I do not intend to repudiate my beliefs, recant my words, or run and hide.
The Vice President of the United States, Spiro T. Agnew. He made many speeches in 1969, one in Des Moines, Iowa, attacked television network news.
Networks, he stated, which are few in number, have a virtual monopoly of a whole medium of communication. The newspapers of mass circulation have no monopoly on the medium of print. Now, a virtual monopoly of a whole medium of communication is not something that democratic people should blithely ignore. And we are not going to cut off our television sets and listen to the phonograph just because the airways belong to the networks. They don't. They belong to the people.
Tonight. got a nice spread here.
Yes, you got a lot of them. My wife is Catholic, you know.
Pharmacies or a health clinic. If you need help, see a doctor.
In the year 2525, if man is still alive, if woman can survive, they may find. In the year 3535, ain't gonna need to tell the truth, tell no lies. Everything you think, do, and say is in the pill you took today. In the year 4545, ain't gonna need your teeth, won't need your eyes. You won't find a thing to chew. Nobody's gonna look at you. In the year 5555, your arms are hanging limp at your side. Your legs got nothing to do, some machine doing that for you. In the year 6565, ain't gonna need no husband, won't need no wife. You pick your son, pick your daughter too, from the bottom of a long glass tube, whoa, whoa. In the year 7510, if God's a-coming, he ought to make it by then. Maybe he'll look around himself and say, guess it's time for the judgment day. In the year 8510, God is gonna shake his mighty head. He'll either say, I'm pleased where man has been, or tear it down and start again. Whoa, whoa. In the year 9595, I'm kinda wondering if man is gonna be alive. He's taken everything this old earth can give, and he ain't put back nothing. Whoa, whoa. Now it's been 10,000 years. Man has cried a billion tears for what he never knew. Now man's reign is through, but through eternal night, the twinkling of starlight, so very far away, maybe it's only yesterday. In the year 2525, if man is still alive, if woman can survive, they may find. In the year...
No, I mean it. You've got a nice place. Not every man that can live off the land, you know. Do your own thing in your own time. You should be proud.
Busy. I'm so busy. My head is spinning like a whirlpool. It never ends. And it's you, girl, making it spin.
I saw you, girl, I knew that I just had to make you
How's your joint, George?
Oh, my, I believe it went out. I got to talking so much I clean forgot about went out.
We'll save it. We'll do it tomorrow morning first thing, right? Gives you a whole new way of looking at the day.
Well, I sure could use that. Yes, I sure could use a little of that.
Been dazed and confused for so long, it's not true. Wanted a woman, never bargained for you. Lots of people talking, few of them know. Soul of a woman was created for love. You heard and abused, telling all of your lies.
You're listening to the Tears of the Gods Sound Collage here on WMFO in Medford, Tufts Freeform Non-Commercial Radio. I'm your host, Edward Buchert, and we are exploring the music and historical events of 1969. We started off the set with the Zombies and Time of the Season, and then Creedence Clearwater Revival, their hit Bad Moon Rising. And then we followed that with a public service message from 1969. VD is for everybody. Venereal disease is for everybody. And if you have concerns, please see your doctor. Next up was Three Dog Night and their hit One, followed by Zager and Evans in the year 2525. Then we got Dizzy with Tommy Rowe, his number one hit, written with Freddie Weller, with the instrumental backing performed by the infamous Los Angeles session musicians known as the Wrecking Crew. That song changes key 11 times. And then we finished off the set with Led Zeppelin's epic, Dazed and Confused, from our featured album, Led Zeppelin One. Mixed on top and in between the music there were some excerpts from UPI's 1969 Year in the Review documentary broadcast, as well as excerpts from the 1969 film Easy Rider, starring, written, and produced variously by Peter Fonda, Dennis Hopper, Terry Southern, and Jack Nicholson. Backing me up right now is Jimi Hendrix and his Band of Gypsies from their live performance at Woodstock. This track is called Jam Back at the House, Beginnings. We got one final set for you, and we're going to be hearing about the Woodstock Music Festival that happened in August 1969, as well as a song from Janis Joplin's performance there. Also, a big hit by Blood, Sweat, and Tears, and our final selection from our featured album, Led Zeppelin One. To start things off, here's James Brown and Mother Popcorn.
Love it.
A 20-acre cornfield in New York State was filled with a crush of humanity. It was called the Woodstock Music and Art Fair. For 3 days, 300,000 youngsters swayed to the beat of rock music. Some smoked pot openly, some tripped with hallucinogenic drugs. But contrary to predictions, under the most trying conditions, they existed together without one major incident of crime or violence.
Right now, we've had more people here at one time, in 3 days, 4 days, than I think we've had in the history of the town of Bethel. The people, the kids are very nice, very polite. They're very well-mannered. We haven't had a bit of trouble with them. They are a fine bunch of people. It's utter chaos.
That's exactly what it is. I never seen so many cars in my life and so many people. It's amazing. These kids are the greatest kids I ever met. They're all wonderful. I never seen anything like it. If a car runs out of gas, they just lean against it and push it ahead of them. That's all they do. I don't know what they call themselves. They all got different kind of costumes on, and some of them look weird and some of them look good. It doesn't make much difference, but they all behave themselves.
I got some old cosmic blues again, Mama. Talking about the cosmic blues. You know what I mean, man? If you don't know what I mean, you will soon enough. So... moving on, friends they turn away. Hey. I'll keep moving on, but I never found out a way. I keep looking to hold a babe, I keep trying to make it right to another lonely day. Whoa. Dawn has come at last. I said there's 25 years, but it's just one night. Oh, yeah. Oh. You're 25 years old, so I know it can't be right. But I'm no baby, but I can't help you no more. Well, then I get win just again. Cause I know, honey, they don't come with age. No, no, no. I ain't never gonna love you any better, babe. And then never gonna love you right. So you better dig it now, right now. Oh! But it don't make no difference, babe. No, no, no. And I know, but I can know it's right. The day I die. Don't make no difference. down, I down, I wanna, wanna, wanna want you. I said,
in a garb of freedom, honey. Don't you know that I'm loving you? In a garb of freedom, baby. Don't you know that I'll always be true? Oh, won't you come with me and take my hand? Oh, won't you come with me and walk this land? Please take my hand. Let me tell you that. Here I go.
You've been listening to the Tears of the Gods sound collage here on WMFO in Medford, Tufts Freeform, non-commercial, community, and even sometimes educational radio. If 2020 was like 1968, will 2021 be like 1969? In this episode, we've been listening to some of the incredible music that was on the airwaves in 1969, mixed up with some news reports from a 1969 United Press International documentary, 1969, The Year in Review, as well as audio from some of the actual real-life events that occurred that year, plus excerpts from the 1969 movie, Easy Rider. We began our final set with James Brown and Mother Popcorn, then Blood, Sweat, and Tears, Spinning Wheel. Then we heard about the Woodstock Music Festival and Janis Joplin's live performance of her song Cosmic Blues from Woodstock. And then we heard Led Zeppelin's How Many More Times. Behind me right now is Iron Butterfly with In a Gata da Vida. This is actually a 17-minute track, which, if you're listening to this as a podcast that you downloaded from tearsofthegods.org, will continue until we reach the end of it. But if you're listening right now on our WMFO airwaves or as a webcast, we're going to be segueing over to Savoir Faire and his show, Songs from the Squid Pod, with some of the best music from the 1980s for you. That's the way that's gonna work. Thanks so much for listening, and I hope you'll join me for more sound collages here on WMFO in Medford, Tufts, sometimes educational radio, but always freeform and always non-commercial.
Due to COVID-19, WMFO DJs are pre-recording their shows for broadcast on air. We can still accept phone calls, but the phone line is in voicemail mode. Call 855-915-9636 and be sure to leave the DJ's name in the voicemail so we can forward it to the correct person. The following program was recorded earlier. Enjoy.